HQN Books and Harper Audio present Home Sweet Christmas by Susan Mallory. Performed by Tanya Eby. Tiffany, a thousand thanks for suggesting the trees of Christmas past, present, and future for the town of Wishing Tree. They were the perfect addition. You're the best. This one is for you. 1. Your teeth are lovely, Cameron. Did you wear braces as a child? Cameron never reminded herself that not only was the woman sitting across from her a very wealthy potential client, but also that her mother had raised her to be polite to her elders. Still, it took serious effort to keep from falling out of her chair at the weirdness of the question. No, this is how they grew. That didn't sound right. Although, to be honest, she didn't have a lot of experience when a conversation turned dental. She refocused her mind to the meeting at hand. Not that she knew for sure why Helen Crane, leader of Wishing Tree Society, such as it was, and sole owner of the very impressive Crane Hotel Empire, wanted to meet with her. The summons had come in the form of a handwritten note, inviting her to the large, sprawling estate on Grey Wolf Lake. Today at 2. So, here Cameron was, wearing a business suit that had been hanging in her closet for over a year. The dress code for Wishing Tree Retail and the dress code for the job in finance she'd left back in Chicago were very different. While it had been fun to dust off her gorgeous boots and a silk blouse and discover her skirts still fit, she was ready to get to the point of the invitation. "How can I help you, Mrs. Crane?" she asked. "Helen, please." Cameron smiled. "Helen, I'm happy to host a wrapping party, either here or at the store. Or if you'd prefer, I can simply collect all your holiday gifts and wrap them for you." She casually glanced around at the high ceilings of the sitting room. There was a massive fireplace, intricate molding, and a view of the lake that, even with 2 feet of snow on the ground, was spectacular. And while there were lovely fall floral displays on several surfaces, there wasn't a hint of Christmas to be found. Not in Wishing Tree, the week before Thanksgiving. Those decorations didn't appear until the Friday after. "I have some samples for custom wrapping paper," she said, pulling out several sheets of paper from her leather briefcase. "The designs can be adjusted and the colors coordinated with what you have planned for this holiday season. Wrapped presents under a tree are such an elegant touch." "You're very thorough," Helen murmured. "Impressive." She made a note on a pad. "Are you married, dear?" "What?" Cameron clutched the wrapping paper samples. "No." Helen nodded. "Your mother passed away last year, didn't she?" A fist wrapped around Cameron's heart. "Yes, in late October." "I remember her. She was a lovely woman. You and your sisters must have been devastated." "That was one word for it," Cameron thought grimly, remembering how her life had been shattered by the loss. In the space of a few weeks, she'd gone from being a relatively carefree, engaged, happy junior executive in Chicago to the sole guardian for her twin sisters, all the while dealing with trying to keep wrap around the clock, the family business, afloat. The first few months after her mother's death were still a blur. She barely remembered anything about the holidays last year, save an unrelenting sadness. "This year the season will be so much happier," Helen said firmly. "Victoria and Lily are thriving at school. Of course, they still miss their mother, but they're happy, healthy young adults." The older woman smiled. "I know the teen years can be trying, but I confess, I quite enjoyed them with Jake." Cameron frowned slightly. "How do you know about the twins?" she asked. Helen's smile never faded. "It's Wishing Tree, my dear. Everyone knows more than everyone else thinks. Now, you're probably wondering why I invited you over today." "To discuss wrapping paper?" Although, even as Cameron voiced the question, she knew instinctively that was not the real reason. Helen Crane was close to 60, with perfect posture and short, dark hair. Her gaze was direct, her clothes stylish. She looked as if she'd never wanted for anything and was very used to getting her way. "Of course, you'll take care of all my wrapping needs," Helen said easily. "And I do like your idea of custom paper for faux presents under the tree. I'll have my holiday
Sample complete. Ready to continue?